we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Welcome back. Really glad you're here. I'm Billy Kender. This is Kender Outdoors from the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, Grapevine Lake, Texas. Sounds pretty, huh? And it is. Front door to the camp house brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. Yes, it works. Keep it in the fridge. It'll come in handy next time your dog suffers from GI upset, and he will. Former Major League pitcher Jim Kern, the amazing emu, since retiring from baseball, has been a full-time guide and outfitter. We caught up with him at the Dallas Safari Club show earlier this year. We'll revisit that conversation today. But first, there are so many problems and so much bad news coming out of our schools. We need something good. And here it is. My dear friend Scott McClure and the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. You need this in your schools. Scott McClure, Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, back again. Scott, always a pleasure.
Big Billy, always love to see you at the show here, and thank you for stopping by. You are a blessing every time I see you, my friend.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, because everyone everywhere listening to this show, U.S. and Canada, needs to know about the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. Who are you? What do you do?
Well, the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation found a niche, a way to teach wildlife conservation, hunter ed, archery, and fishing to the general public. And we do that through our public schools. So we can teach hunter ed, archery, fishing, backpacking, camping, wildlife conservation, the North American model of conservation, through physical education and ag science classes. Our course is called Outdoor Adventures.
Yeah. This started some years back. You actually wrote the first curriculum for this, which I'm sure is still in use and just been expanded upon. But it started how many years ago, and with how many schools initially, and where are we now? It's pretty phenomenal. Listen to this, folks.
In 1999, we had one school, and it was Louisville Independent School District. And for about 10 years, we tried to make it grow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But in 2009, we created the curriculum, and ever since then, we keep making it better and better every year. And as of today, we're in 1,050 schools across the United States and 47 states, and soon to be in Canada with our first school in Canada. We're just waiting on the paperwork.
Wow, you guys hear that? I know we have listenership in Canada. We hear from you guys all the time. This is exciting. Whether you are in the U.S., Canada, Rhode Island, Florida, or Texas, doesn't matter. Wherever you're listening to this, if you think, wow, that's pretty cool, I think I would like outdoors education in my local school, there are some steps you can take to get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. I just have to say, you just mentioned Rhode Island. We have a teacher in Rhode Island that's teaching hunter education to his PE students, and it's very exciting. So really,
all right, well, let me try to pick another one that doesn't have you guys yet. New Jersey.
All right, we're in New Jersey, too. So the three states we're looking at, if you know anybody in these states, is Hawaii, Delaware, and Connecticut. But we're working on that. But you had asked me, how does this all get started? And it really works in the public schools, finding a decision maker. Anyone that knows someone within the school system that would like to know about Outdoor Adventures, they just need to get a hold of us, open up that door, introduce us, and we can take it from there.
Yeah. And how do they reach out to you? Where can they find you?
You know, our website is gootf.com. So it's G-O-O-T-F, F as in Frank, .com. Or they can email me, scott@gootf.com. And my parents are a little odd. They named Scott with one T. So it's S-C-O-T. @gootf.com. That's how you can reach us.
You've seen so many thousands and tens of thousands of kids come through this program through the years now, and there have been some great success stories.
My goodness, some of the new stories that we're hearing right now just bring a tear to your eye. Some of those just from the kid that was going to drop out of school, who had to have a PE credit to graduate, and walked in and said, I'm going to have PE and I'm going to have to play dodgeball. Next thing you know, he's got a bow in his hand, he's got a rod and reel in his hand, he can't wait to get to school, it changes his life, and then it changes the parents' life, because now they have this 14-year-old or 15-year-old that loves going to school because it's fun.
And suddenly you see math scores getting better, and you see attendance getting better, and you see smiles where there were once frowns or discouragement.
Exactly. And our principals will say some of our most troubled students, those that are really, really challenged academically and socially and emotionally, are now some of their best students because they've been given a chance to be involved in their school system. You know, they're not in athletics. They're not in band. They're in PE. But all of a sudden, now they're on the archery team, they're on the shotgun shooting team, they're on the bass fishing team. Now they have relevance in their life, and they're excited to be there.
You know, I said earlier that you wrote the initial curriculum for this program, and boy, that was a gargantuan effort. That was a lot of work. Why, Scott?
Well, if you look at the standards for physical education, it says learn a lifelong skill that you can enjoy with your upper arm and upper limbs. And yet they think volleyball, and they're thinking tennis or, you know, a golf. Well, we just changed it to archery and fishing and things like that. And when you change a young person's life and forever they can be involved in a new skill, that just motivates us. Yeah. And so we've now updated that curriculum many times. This next year we'll have 38 units. We are adding snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. Our Texas teachers are writing those units, of course. I'm joking. our Wisconsin teachers are writing those units, but we're adding bird watching and wildlife photography as well.
Okay, very good. Once again, how can we get in touch with you if we want to talk about the possibility of adding Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation studies to our school?
Just find a good decision maker within your schools. Contact me, scott@gootf.com. That's scott@gootf.com. Or look us up on the web, and that is gootf.com.
Thanks for loving our kids, Scott. Always good to see you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
America's number one canine probiotic is Fortiflora. Learn more about it at kinderoutdoors.com.
This is professional turkey hunter Ray I. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
The granddaddy is right around the corner. I'm talking about the 2023 Hunters Extravaganza. Yes, it's already time, August 4 through 6 at the NRG Center in Houston. Fun for the whole family. Check out the seminars, the latest hunting gear, last season's best bucks, and for the little hunters, games, live alligators, snakes, and a whole lot more. For details and tickets, go to huntersextravaganza.com. That's August 4, 5, and 6 at the NRG Center in Houston. The 2023 Hunters Extravaganza.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, you'll find a huge selection of firearms, ammo, fishing tackle, including rods, reels, lures, baits, and every accessory you can imagine. Whether you buy, sell, or trade, Marksman's mission is to guide and educate their customers, whether they're new to firearms or experienced, skilled shooters. Visit one of their stores in Mansfield, Granbury, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. For more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
The Kinder Outdoors Bragging Board is open for business. Send a picture and a brief description. KinderOutdoors.com.
Hard to believe, but the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganzas, those are the shows that unofficially kick off the hunting seasons here in Texas. We go do the Hunters Extravaganza, and then it's time to go dove hunting with our buddies. That's just the way it all lines up and has for decades. Right around the corner, you need to get it on your calendar, August 4th through 6th, Houston. August 11, 12, and 13, Fort Worth at the Convention Center. August 18, 19, and 20, Freeman Coliseum and Expo Hall, San Antonio, the town where it all started, the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganzas, right around the corner already. My old friend Jim Kern pitched in the major leagues for 13 years. A very effective reliever, a great outdoorsman, and a pretty darn good writer, too. He's got a new book out this year. I caught up with him at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo. Jim Kern, it is always a pleasure to see you.
Well, you know, it's been a while since we've talked, but sitting here at Dallas Safari Club show promoting our South America hunting and fishing, it's good to see you. You always do show up at these things. You're good at that.
Well, you know, I have to work for a living. I never was a major league pitcher.
Well, you know, there was a little bit of work there, but the last 35 years after retiring from baseball, I've really done what I love, which is the hunting, fishing end. And really getting into photography as I get older, put the gun away and pick up the camera a whole lot more.
Yeah, and that's very cool. Jim Kern, for folks that don't know, don't remember, maybe you're not a baseball person, you pitched how many years in the majors?
13 years in the major league, 7 years in the minors, a couple of years in winter ball. The arm held out a long time before the equipment broke.
Yeah. And with an arm like with a career like that, you had a great arm. So I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about your batting average in the bigs, Jim. Did you ever step up to the plate? You played in the National Leagues, huh?
Regretfully, yes, I did step up to the plate. You know, before we go into the batting average, we'll go into the fielding average.
Oh, okay.
Greg Lucas, one time, I was doing Fox Sports on a Texas A&M college game. And Greg says, you know, Emu, tell me about this 745 fielding percentage. And I kind of laughed, and I said, well, you know, I caught 3 out of 4. I mean, what do you want? A good third baseman, if he's under 990, he's having a bad year.
Yeah.
To me, 745 was good. And then as far as hitting, I couldn't hit a duck in the posterior with a canoe paddle. It's they used to laugh when I got up to bat. Major leagues, I was 0-for-11, only struck out 7 times.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Obviously, a very illustrious career and a well thought of career. And boy, you had an image about you, Jim, that was I would watch on TV at home and be intimidated. That was just image, though, wasn't it?
Well, it was, yeah. The intimidation was a big factor. I was a one-trick pony. I could throw the ball 100 miles an hour consistently, but I wasn't a good athlete. I was probably in the bottom 10% of athleticism of major league players, and you're playing against the best players in the world, so you figure out how to make all this work. And my idea was the talent was so close in the major leagues between pitching and hitting that if you could erode their confidence 2 or 3%, you had a big advantage. So
it was a big deal, just that little bit.
Yeah, it was. So I'd get on the mound and yell at myself. I had hair all over the place, beard, acted crazy. And a lot of it was construed to make the hitters uncomfortable. You know, whenever you threw a ball inside and they did a one-and-a-half gainer in a pike position trying to get out of the way, you kind of looked at your fingers like, wow, that slipped. And actually, you were trying to set up the outside half the plate for the next pitch.
That's the fun part of baseball, is the mental part that a lot of people just don't see. Students of the game really enjoy that. Since baseball, and you alluded to this, you've been all over the world hunting and fishing. It is a passion of yours. You have guided hunts from the snow to the seashore and fishing trips as well. You've done a lot of stuff. What are you doing now?
We're still doing the hunting and fishing end. I manage a lodge in Alaska and guided up there for 20 years. Right now, the basic aim of our marketing is peacock bass fishing in Brazil's Amazon, golden dorado fishing in Argentina and Uruguay, bird hunting in South America, Uruguay, Argentina, and we still do some brown bear hunting in Alaska. You know, I've guided for a long time, and guiding whitetail, mule deer, black bear, elk is exciting. When you start guiding brown bear hunters in Alaska, it puts a whole different twist on it, because you know if you make a mistake, that thing can eat you.
Yes.
And when you're guiding, you've got somebody else's life in your hand that really isn't as savvy for that particular animal or that particular area. So consequently, you're responsible for their life as well. So you kind of look at things a little differently.
Yeah, absolutely. And peacock bass, not that different from a brown bear. They can eat you as well.
Well, the peacock bass are very strong. The golden dorado have big teeth. Yeah. The thing about the peacock bass, swimming next to them is a couple hundred thousand piranha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that becomes interesting as well. Surprisingly, in the areas we fish, we've got black and white piranha rather than the red piranha, which are the nasty guys.
Yeah.
And these piranha go 6 pounds. And interesting enough, they eat as good as a crappie.
I was going to ask. Come on now. Crappie?
As a crappie, yeah. The natives would rather eat piranha than anything else.
Wow, that is amazing. I want to talk more about what you guys are doing, specifically the fishing, but I want to talk to you about how this all started. This is a passion. You don't do this as long as you have, as well as you have, without having a background. Where did this all start, hunting and fishing?
Well, when I was 9 years old, from then on, anytime the old man went hunting or fishing, he always invited me. Ice fishing, grouse hunting, deer hunting in mid-Michigan, and I just grew up loving it. My wife used to accuse me of playing baseball to simply finance my hunting and fishing. And while I played baseball, we went on guided hunts for elk in the Bitterroot Mountains of Idaho in different places. And then when I retired, I started an outfitting business, utilizing these contacts I had, leasing ranches in Texas, and then splitting them up and releasing them and running guided hunts. And then it kind of morphed in. There's actually more money in booking for an operation than there is running the operation. So the exotic stuff in South America, they've made me go to the Amazon 38 times since 1997.
Yeah, you forced you.
Yeah, and every time you get on that float plane to head 1,400 miles into the Amazon, that's never had a road punched into it, never been timbered. It's like flying into Alaska where you see no sign of man for a couple hours in the air. I mean, this is where I belong. The inner city, I don't function well there. Give me a place where I can talk to the animals and the birds and not people, and I'm happier.
Hey, we have a whole lot more from retired Major League pitcher Jim Kern coming up in just a little while. You'll really enjoy his book. I've read it, and it is kind of behind-the-scenes stuff, pranks, stuff from Major League Baseball, and specifically the Texas Rangers locker room from days gone by. And if you were a fan, or even if you were not a fan of those Ranger teams when Jim Kern was there, you'll be a fan of this book. It's really, really well done. And a whole lot of fun. A ton of fun. Thanks to my friends at Calming Care from the trusted name Purina for bringing us this corner of the camp house from the Vineyards Campground and Cabins. Calming Care very gently works over time to settle the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper, the obnoxious family member. Learn more about Calming Care when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com and just click on that little box of Calming Care.
Hi, I'm Ken Darcy, Chief Executive Officer of Remington. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's our Second Amendment.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. If you offer goods or services to the outdoorsman or woman, Kinder Outdoors is the perfect place to spread the word. At Kinder Outdoors, we reach tens of thousands of hunters, anglers, and outdoors folks each week that would appreciate hearing about you. For more information, visit KinderOutdoors.com and click the Advertise button. Then, view our media kit. Outdoor gear and skills are in high demand right now. Let us hear from you. U.S. Highway 287 carries elk hunters and fly fishers, snow skiers and bird dog chasers, 72-ounce steak eaters, buried Cadillac picture takers, antelopers, prairie doggers, and rattlesnakers. The Herdware store sits on Highway 287 near Goodnight, Texas. Now, only 18 people live around here, so to keep the lights turned on, we need you 287 travelers to stop by. Come in out of the weather and take a look at the most unique store between the Gulf and Pacific coasts. One-of-a-kind artwork, jewelry, knives, and more. Feel the luxurious softness and warmth of bison socks, gloves, hats, beanies, blankets, and scarves. You'll think it's cashmere, and it's warmer than wool. Our sister company, Buffalo Wool, produces the finest bison products on the planet. The Herdware store is boots and shoes, bison blankets and throws, even bison meats for the road. The Herdware store, 42 miles southeast of Amarillo. Hey, drop by right now at herdware.net.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
The Quail Coalition has drawn the line. Quail decline stops here. South and West Texas and Western Oklahoma are the last strong natural regions for wild bobwhite quail. We've all watched the drastic decline across the southern states of the iconic bobwhite. The Quail Coalition has vowed to do all within human power to not only stop quail decline, but build a future where the quail will flourish across all of its original habitat. If true quail conservation is important to you, please visit quailcoalition.org. Consider a membership, attend one of our fundraising banquets, and please consider starting a chapter in your home state. Together, let's sustain and restore huntable wild quail populations. Let's encourage and educate interested youth Let's keep the most brilliant quail minds on earth working on a bright future for our quails. The first step, visit our website, quailcoalition.org.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
From the salty coastline breeze in Florida to the crashing shores of the Great Northwest and all prairies, woods, and waters in between, Kinder Outdoors is there.
And here at our home away from home, our base camp, the Vineyards Campground and Cabins on beautiful Grapevine Lake, Texas. Fun to watch the ebb and flow of this five-star beautiful RV park right on the shores of Grapevine Lake every day. You'll people come and go. You might have 20 to 40 brand new visitors coming in every day as they travel across these United States and enjoy their RVs at one of the premier RV parks in the country. Check them out, the Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake, Texas. Hey, let's get back to our conversation with 13-year Major League pitcher and book author, not to mention stellar outdoorsman, Jim Kern. Talk to us about a trip. Are we fishing out of shaggy little boats and sleeping on the ground, Jim?
In the Amazon, we fly into Manaus, the old rubber capital of the world, a city of about 2 million people, and you get direct flights from Panama City, Panama, or Miami. And then the first night we'll put you up in a hotel. The next morning, we'll get on a Cessna Caravan 8-passenger float plane and fly about 90 minutes into the rainforest and land at what we call our river trains. And our river trains consist of 8 250-square-foot cabins and a cook tent and then another room, which is all aluminum and air-conditioned. Have daily maid and laundry service. The extra room is a dining room. Like I said, we've got electricity 24/7. And then in the mornings, you'll go out in 21-foot bass boats with big casting platforms front and back with a Brazilian guide. Without the Brazilian guide, you aren't finding your way back home in this myriad of channels. And then fish for the day. Do this. We offer 4-day trips and 6-day trips. And then come back in the evening. You've got drinks, caipirinhas, which is like a Brazilian margarita. The food, the guides, the fishing is awesome. You can expect to catch 24 to 36 fish a day, peacock bass, between 5 and 20 pounds. And visualize a 20-pound smallmouth bass having a bad hair day, and that's the way these things fight.
They do, and you like to catch them on a fly rod. Fly rod's certainly an option, right?
Yeah. We do spinning, bait casting, and fly rods. We furnish all the rods, reels, and lures at camp. The fly fishing is interesting. Once you hook them, you don't know how big they are until they make a jump, and sometimes you go, oh, my Lord, what am I going to do with this thing? They are just very, very powerful. They like to head for the brush as soon as you hook them, so it's a war to keep them out of the brush, but it is exciting.
Yeah. Looking back over your 13-year Major League career, do you have a game you can pin it down to and just say, wow, that was the day?
Really, it was a game I wasn't involved in.
Wow.
It was opening day in 1975 in Cleveland. It was Frank Robinson's major league debut as a manager. And his first at-bat, he goes deep. That, in front of 55,000 people, was probably my most exciting time. 77 All-Star game, the first time I played in an All-Star game. I got in the third inning and struck out Dave Parker, struck out George Foster, and broke Lozinski's bat for a ground ball to second base. Those are big. But watching Frank Robinson was the biggest in my career.
That's very interesting. Your biggest day as a big leaguer was as a guy in a I'm sorry?
As a spectator.
As a spectator like me.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. If folks want to go fishing with you, what do we do?
You can get me on the internet at emuoutfitting.com, emuoutfitting.com, or give me a call. Go to our website, and phone numbers are there, and pretty complete information. And we'll get back to you.
Very good. And KinderOutdoors.com, too, if you're driving, don't have time to jot this down. We've got it for you.
And I gave you one of my prized possessions I spent 15 years writing. We've got a book on Amazon, if you're interested, which is Tales of the Texas 70s and 80s Texas Rangers. Yeah. And it's not strategy. It's the stupid stuff we did on and off the field with ball players that had too much time and too much money.
And that's the stuff that I want to read. And what an interesting and now historic cover. Gaylord Perry on there. We just lost Gaylord a couple of years ago, and it looks like he's got you in a stranglehold.
Well, Gaylord, I played with him in Cleveland. Gaylord was the orneriest old man you've ever known in your life, and I dearly loved him, but every time you said hi to him, it hurt. And I had asked these three guys, Gaylord Perry, Ferguson Jenkins, and Sparky Lyle, to take a picture with me. And so Gaylord immediately grabs me and Sparky pounding me in the chest. That's the picture, yes.
Yeah, it looks like Sparky's about to hit you with a haymaker there. That's a Hall of Fame cover. It's 70s and 80s Tales from the Texas Rangers by the Emu himself, Jim Kern, available at Amazon.
Yes, it's won't break you, and you can read it on Kindle, too.
Very good. Hey, we're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back and talk about some other opportunities that you offer up outside of Peacock Bass, okay?
Sounds good.
This is a Kinder Outdoors Conservation Minute, a focus on people that make a difference.
Freedom hunters, they say thank you to our very bravest and finest in a very special way.
We're a 501c3 military outreach program. We take servicemen and their families out on outdoor ventures, mainly hunting, fishing, shooting trips all around the country and internationally, too.
These trips are more than a thank you and a good time. Far more.
It invigorates them. The healing comes out of it. You know, it's amazing. I started it just as a thank you, as a give back. I had no idea the therapeutic value of these hunts. I mean, it changes them. You can see it in their eyes. When they show up at camp, they're quiet and reserved. By the end of camp, they're opened up and, chatting with other veterans. It's amazing. You can go on our website. We've got a donation button, or just email us and say, hey, here's the opportunity. We'll fit a vet into that opportunity, whatever it is. Freedomhunters.org.
Preserving what we love and educating the next generation every day. To learn more, visit us at KinderOutdoors.com.
I can never say enough good things about Freedom Hunters and what my friends Anthony Pace in Colorado and Jim Shockey there in Canada came up with so many years ago, and how it's blessed and helped so many people. Here's a conversation, or part of a conversation, that I had with Shockey a couple of months ago in South Carolina at a fundraiser for Freedom Hunters.
Yeah, you know, the Freedom Hunters, Anthony Pace and his crew, that's who I support as the foundation. Anthony and I came up with that, boy, it's more than 20 years ago. And we've taken over 11,000 veterans on all-expense-paid outdoor adventures, you know, fishing, hunting. And the joy that it brings to them, the happiness that maybe wasn't in their lives, it actually saves lives. And they've told us this over and over. When you hear the stories, I mean, you can't hold back the tears when they're telling their stories of what it meant to them, and this is is so rewarding. I mean, you do what you can, but it's never enough. And this is, there just does come a point in your life when you realize giving back to the community in whatever way, manner, fashion, or form is our responsibility. And it feels good. It feels good. What are we going to do? Take everything with us? You know, yeah. You can't. So to do this and whatever else, any charitable events like this, it's very, very rewarding as well.
Well, I tell you what, Jim, it's so much fun. Every time we get together, we have fun, and it's always for a great cause. Freedom Hunters, I can't tell you thanks enough for what you do. When you lend your name and your image to Freedom Hunters, something like this, it boosts it up and lets everybody know, hey, this is legit.
Well, I appreciate that. But right back at you for everything you do as well for the veterans and for the outdoors conservation. I mean, you're there every single time, and that total respect.
Hey, I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee, but during the break, why don't you take that device in your hand and check out Freedom Hunters? You might want to become a part of this. You've worked hard your entire life, and now that place is yours. Ensure the security of your livestock and wildlife with Tejas Ranch and Game Fence. You appreciate a job well done, and that's our focus at Tejas. High deer fence, horse and cattle specific fences, fences that keep the hogs out and the peace of mind intact. Decades of high performance in fencing, land clearing, and happy landowners. TEJAS, TejasRanchFence.com. Get off the beach and into the action. Enjoy world-class Costa Rican sport fishing with Carib Sea Sport Fishing, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and more. Inshore, offshore, overnight, seamounts. Carib Sea Sport Fishing will work with your group to customize the perfect trip. Half day, full day, every day. Your next getaway is the best ever. Take a look at catchafishincostarica.com. Catchafishincostarica.com. Hey, it's Billy Kinder. If you've listened to me very long, you know that I depend on buffalo wool products to keep me warm in harsh winter conditions. But did you know that these highly effective buffalo fibers work equally well in the heat of summer?
Their native rangelands goes from Tok, Alaska, down past Mexico City.
Ron and Teresa Miskin have 3 decades of weaving perfection from those precious insulating fibers of the bison, and they put them to the test on the world's toughest playground, Alaska.
That's our field testing, moose hunting. There's so much that goes on up there.
The big advantage of bison fiber, besides the insulation, is it's moisture wicking, and keeping your feet dry, your body dry, and that sweat away from there reduces the bacterial growth, reduces any foot fungus or anything like that. Bison fiber in a cowboy boot will run 3 to 5 degrees cooler than a cotton sock.
Take a look at the new line of cool wicking buffalo wool for the summer.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
I didn't know buffaloes had wool.
Yep. TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff. Our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Hunters and fishermen are the backbone of conservation. Because you participate in the outdoors, our fish and wildlife and the places they inhabit flourish. Thank you from all of us in the camp house at Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. Thanks for hanging out in our camp house. However you listen, AM, FM, XM, podcast, broadcast, word of mouth, doesn't matter. You're here. And that's what does matter. Thank you so very much for joining us. It means a lot. Come back next time and bring a buddy with you, okay? You can also catch the show anytime you like at KinderOutdoors.com. We keep the latest copy and all past copies of the show there and ready for you. And wherever you get your podcasts, they know about us. Just tell them you want Kinder Outdoors. Let them know you want that free download, and they'll send it to you each and every week. Beautiful time to be at the lake. A spectacular view every day here at the Vineyards Cove, the branch, the creek of the lake, Grapevine Lake, that comes up in here. All of the baby geese from this spring are now juveniles, teenagers, young adults, and there are hundreds of them all over the place. All the visitors come in and get a big kick out of watching the geese and the ducks as they hang out for the summer in preparation for that trip north this fall. Let's get back to our special guest this week, Jim Kern. All right, Jim Kern, hey, 13 years in the majors, got a brand new book out, 70s and 80s Tales from the Texas Rangers. If you're a baseball fan, you're going to love this book. This is how I'm going to spend my next several nights reading through this book. Thanks for the gift.
Oh, you'll enjoy it. It's got stories from Sundberg, Hargrove, Tom Grieve. We've got stories about Frank Howard, Ted Williams, Brad Corbett, signing of Nolan Ryan with the Rangers, a lot of interesting stuff, a lot of idiosyncrasies of Mickey Rivers. You know, I remember one of the items in the book is Mickey, when he first got traded to the Rangers, Randy Galloway, who was the beat writer for the Dallas Morning News at the time, says, "Mickey, how come you never had any trouble getting along with George Steinbrenner and Billy Martin?" And Mickey thinks for a minute and he says, "As George and Billy's knives, we's two of a kind."
The three of them, two of a kind. Jim Kern joining me, and you can go fishing with Jim. You can go hunting with Jim. You guys literally feature some pretty cool trips all over the place.
We do. We do bird hunting for perdiz, high-volume duck, dove, and pigeon in Uruguay and Argentina. Golden Dorado go up to 50 pounds in Argentina and Uruguay. Blue wolffish that have the teeth out of a meat grinder. Then we do everything in Alaska still. Five species of salmon, rainbow trout, char. If you want big trout, a 20-incher is a give-me in Alaska. And then we also do brown bear and moose hunting in Alaska. Brown bear hunting is great. I mean, they tend to lose it when you poke a hole in them.
Yeah.
And walking back in the alders, following a blood trail, knowing what's at the end, it will bring your heart into your mouth occasionally.
Yeah, it will make you rethink your priorities, I'm sure. I'm looking at a picture of a beautiful castle, that's the only way I know to describe it, in Uruguay, where you feature some high-volume pigeon dove shoots. And perdiz shoots. Is that where we stay?
Yes, that's that particular estancia is called La Bella Jaca, and it's just outside of Montevideo. There we do, like you said, dove, perdiz, some duck hunting, some pigeon hunting, but the facility is beyond nice. The lady that made it, Louise Brown's wife, constructed it. She collected stones off old farmhouses.
I start to say, it looks hundreds of years old.
Yes, and used all these stones to construct it. It's only about 12 years old, But, I mean, you walk into this place, it is beyond great. There's, you know, ostrich skin on some of the walls. It's way over and above. And there's several estancias like that. We do them north of Buenos Aires and Entre Rios province. We do duck, dove, perdiz, and golden dorado fishing up there. And very affordable. You're looking at around $1,000 a night. Food, lodging, hunting, the whole nine yards. And the people all speak English. And it is a class operation.
You're going to do that for about the price of a good elk hunt.
Yeah, well, cheaper, actually. Yeah. I mean, a good hotel room in Montevideo or Punta del Este, right there close, which they call the Monte Carlo of South America, is going to cost you more than $1,000 a night. And we also, this area has four vineyards in the area, and we do wine tours there for couples, where the gentleman can go out and shoot dove in the morning while the ladies can go to the vineyards and drink wine and talk about the men, you know, during the day.
Yeah, the only thing, I was about to say, the only thing that upstages this beautiful estancia is the countryside in the background. Gorgeous.
The countryside is gorgeous. One of my best trips was from Guayaquil in Argentina to Montevideo. It was about a five-hour trip we took by car going from one lodge to the other looking at them. And it looked like the Midwest. I mean, it was just exactly like the Midwest with the rolling hills. They were harvesting grain. It was one of the better trips I've ever taken.
Wonderful trips, whether it's Alaska, Uruguay, or you want to go catch peacock bass with Jim Kern, you can do that. EmuOutfitters.com.
EmuOutfitting.com.
EmuOutfitting.com and a link at KinderOutdoors.com. When we go to the river with you to catch peacock bass, we're staying in luxury. You detailed it earlier. You're not going to be roughing it anywhere along the way, and it is just simply amazing to me what you have 2 hours into an area that's primitive. There are no roads. There are no cities, no towns, no establishments there. What is there, you have to fly in, carry in, boat in.
Yes, it is. The area is just like the Portuguese saw it in the 1500s when they first showed up. The natives are extremely nice. They're the ones that staff our camps and the guides. You know, and I'm kind of famous down there because they're all about 5'4", 5'5". And at 6'5", I stand out a bit. But these people are extremely nice, quality operation, and been doing it since 1992, so a lot of history.
Yep, a lot of history. And listen, there's nothing more fun than catching fish on a topwater bait, and I'm assuming you do a lot of that. What, Zara spooks or bigger?
You do Zara spooks. You do something called a jumping minnow, which is like a spook. Those great big wood chopper propeller baits, X-wraps, crystal minnows by Yozuri, and big 6-inch long jigs. The secret to peacock bass is you do nothing slow. These are very aggressive fish, so you crank that reel as fast as you can crank it, try to instill the instinct to chase, and it's extremely fun.
Yeah, if you like catching, not fishing, this is your trip. You're going to be very active the whole day long. You're going to go to bed tired and with a smile on your face.
You are, and you're going to see the 7-foot river otters are down there, the pink and gray dolphins that are in.
Wait a minute, Jim. 7-foot otters?
7-foot river otters.
Is this that old intimidation feature that you're throwing out?
Yeah, from the otter standpoint, it is, because once you see one, you'll be intimidating. Their head is the size of a soccer ball. Yeah, and we've got pink and gray dolphins that are indigenous only to the Amazon. You'll have black caimans. You've got more macaws and toucans than you ever thought existed. I love to sit on the beach at night and simply try to figure out what is making that sound in the rainforest. You'll have woolly monkeys and spider monkeys, three-toed sloths. We were sitting in camp one night drinking caipirinhas, which is a Brazilian drink like a margarita. And here this three-toed sloth walks into camp, hangs out a bit. We wouldn't give him a drink, so he left.
Jim Kern, it's always good to see you. The new book is 70s and 80s Tales from the Texas Rangers. We'll have a link to that at Kinder Outdoors, as well as any of these fabulous trips that you might want to participate in. Jim, thanks. Always a pleasure.
I enjoyed it.
smells like fish in here, and we're proud of it. Welcome to camp at Kinder Outdoors.
I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome back to our camp house at Kinder Outdoors. Sure glad you're here. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Calming Care. It's proven to work on lots and lots of dogs. Nervous Nellies, the ones that bark too much or won't stop jumping or terrorizing the living room. Check it out if that's your dog. Calming Care. Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Hey, if you weren't here with us last hour, we had a return visit from Scott McClure with the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, something that our schools badly need these days. Scott McClure, Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, back again. Scott, always a pleasure.
Big Billy, always love to see you at the show here, and thank you for stopping by. You are a blessing every time I see you, my friend.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, because everyone everywhere listening to this show, U.S. and Canada, needs to know about the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. Who are you? What do you do?
Well, the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation found a niche, a way to teach wildlife conservation, hunter ed, archery, and fishing to the general public, and we do that through our public schools. So we can teach hunter ed, archery, fishing, backpacking, camping, wildlife conservation, the North American model of conservation, through physical education and ag science classes. Our course is called Outdoor Adventures.
Yeah. This started some years back. You actually wrote the first curriculum for this, which I'm sure is still in use and just been expanded upon. But it started how many years ago? And with how many schools initially? And where are we now? It's pretty phenomenal. Listen to this, folks.
In 1999, we had one school, and it was Louisville Independent School District. And for about 10 years, we tried to make it grow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But in 2009, we created the curriculum. And ever since then, we keep making it better and better every year. And as of today, we're in 1,050 schools across the United States and 47 states. And soon to be in Canada with our first school in Canada. We're just waiting on the paperwork.
Wow, you guys hear that? I know we have listenership in Canada. We hear from you guys all the time. This is exciting. Whether you are in the U.S., Canada, Rhode Island, Florida, or Texas, doesn't matter. Wherever you're listening to this, if you think, wow, that's pretty cool, I think I would like outdoors education in my local school, there are some steps you can take to get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. I just have to say, you just mentioned Rhode Island. We have a teacher in Rhode Island that's teaching hunter education to his PE students, and it's very exciting. So really,
all right, well, let me try to pick another one that doesn't have you guys yet. New Jersey.
We're in New Jersey, too. So the three states we're looking at, if you know anybody in these states, is Hawaii, Delaware, and Connecticut. But we're working on that. But you had asked me, how does this all get started? And it really works in the public schools, finding a decision maker. Anyone that knows someone within the school system that would like to know about outdoor adventures, they just need to get a hold of us, open up that door, introduce us, and we can take it from there.
Yeah. And how do they reach out to you? Where can they find you?
You know, our website is gootf.com. So it's G-O-O-T-F, F as in Frank, .com. Or they can email me, scott@gootf.com. And my parents are a little odd. They named Scott with one T. So it's S-C-O-T. @gootf.com. That's how you can reach us.
You've seen so many thousands and tens of thousands of kids come through this program through the years now, and there have been some great success stories.
My goodness, some of the news stories that we're hearing right now just bring a tear to your eye. Some of those just from the kid that was going to drop out of school, who had to have a PE credit to graduate, and walked in and said, I'm going to have PE and I'm going to have to play dodgeball. Next thing you know, he's got a bow in his hand, he's got a rod and reel in his hand, he can't wait to get to school, it changes his life, and then it changes the parents' life, because now they have this 14-year-old or 15-year-old that loves going to school because it's fun.
And suddenly you see math scores getting better, and you see attendance getting better, and you see smiles where there were once frowns or discouragement.
Exactly. And our principals will say some of our most troubled students, those that are really, really challenged academically and socially and emotionally, are now some of their best students because they've been given a chance to be involved in their school system. You know, they're not in athletics. They're not in band. They're in PE.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, now they're on the archery team. They're on the shotgun shooting team. They're on the bass fishing team. Now they have relevance in their life, and they're excited to be there.
You know, I said earlier that you wrote the initial curriculum for this program, and boy, that was a gargantuan effort. That was a lot of work. Why, Scott?
Well, if you look at the standards for physical education, it says learn a lifelong skill that you can enjoy with your upper arm and upper limbs. And yet they think volleyball and they're thinking tennis or, you know, golf. Well, we just changed it to archery and fishing and things like that. And when you change a young person's life and forever they can be involved in a new skill, that just motivates us. Yeah. And so we've now updated that curriculum many times. This next year we'll have 38 units. We are adding snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. Our Texas teachers are writing those units, of course. I'm joking. our Wisconsin teachers are writing those units, but we're adding bird watching and wildlife photography as well.
Okay, very good. Once again, how can we get in touch with you if we want to talk about the possibility of adding Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation studies to our school?
Just find a good decision maker within your schools. Contact me, Scott, at gootf.com. That's S-C-O-T at gootf.com. Or look us up on the web, and that is gootf.com.
Thanks for loving our kids, Scott. Always good to see you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
It's proven to work. What this does for our kids, even kids that have never shown an interest in hunting, fishing, or the outdoors, is pretty phenomenal. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. Learn more about them when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. So many different Pro Plan formulas because there are so many different kinds of dogs. Young ones, old ones, couch potatoes, active dogs. Pick up the Pro Plan that best suits your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
This is professional hunter Ivan Carter with Kinder Outdoors.
When we're not on the road hunting or fishing America, Kinder Outdoors calls the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, home. It has everything I need to prepare and broadcast coast-to-coast and border-to-border each week. Full hookups, cable TV, and 50-amp service at every RV site. Strong Wi-Fi that's powerful enough to ship Kinder Outdoors to you, no matter where you are in the U.S. or Canada. Most importantly, I can walk out of my fifth wheel and launch my boat at the Vineyards boat ramp without ever leaving the gated property. There's a sandy beach, a fully stocked camp store complete with firewood, groceries, and even commonly needed RV supplies. Rent a golf cart to make your way around this giant park, located on the shores of Grapevine Lake, Texas. Every single cabin and RV is lakefront or lake view, and you're just blocks away from Main Street Grapevine, with fantastic shopping and dining. As you can imagine, the Vineyards Campground and Cabin stays pretty busy, so why don't you block a little time right now at vineyardscampground.com. Get off the beach and into the action. Enjoy world-class Costa Rican sport fishing with Carib Sea Sport Fishing, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and more. Inshore, offshore, overnight, seamounts. Carib Sea Sport Fishing will work with your group to customize the perfect trip. Half day, full day, every day. Your next getaway is the best ever. Take a look at catchafishincostarica.com. Catchafishincostarica.com. Can you believe it's almost time for the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganzas? It's certainly time to get it on the calendar. The 2023 Hunters Extravaganza will be in Fort Worth, August 11th through the 13th. Fort Worth Convention Center. You know the drill. Seminars, equipment, gear, the best bucks from last year, live alligators, snakes, and a whole lot more. For more details, go to huntersextravaganza.com. August 11th through 13th, Fort Worth Convention Center. The Hunters Extravaganza. The True Life Taxidermy Studio in Granbury, Texas, has won Best Studio in the state of Texas time after time after time. Roy Holdridge and his True Life staff of artists take your memories to a higher level. A degree of professionalism and perfection that matches the memory of the hunt or that fishing trip. True Life can create and integrate lifelike landscape, multiple animals, fish, and fowl. International shipping and trophy care is turnkey when you turn it over to Roy Holdridge and True Life in Granbury, Texas. My home is a testament to the impeccable work of True Life Taxidermy. The ducks, pheasant, deer, and fish are realistic and they last. A special deer in memory on my wall dates back nearly 30 years and still looks fresh and new. Preserve that special memory this year with True Life Taxidermy. Visit the 1,800 square foot trophy room and see Roy's talent on display. True Life Taxidermy is online at truelifetaxidermy.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Our office doesn't look out over the lake. It is the lake. This is Kender Outdoors.
Grapevine Lake, specifically. My only 10-pound bass, the only one I've ever caught, came out of this lake. I could put you in the boat and take you to that exact spot within 20 feet of where I caught that big girl. One spring a few years back, I've caught a ton of 5, 6, 7-pound bass out of this lake. It's a better bass lake than a lot of people think, and it really holds up well for as much fishing pressure as it gets right here in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. The Vineyards feels like you're in the middle of nowhere. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, our home away from home, our base camp for Kinder Outdoors. But in reality, you're right around the corner from everything. And as a matter of fact, right inside the gates of the Vineyards, you've got a camp store, a playground, a sandy beach, your personal boat ramp, a golf cart rental, kayak rental. Everything you could want for a great family vacation is right here on the grounds. Check it out, the Vineyards Campground and Cabins. Special guest in camp with us this week, actually has been with us a few times in the past. Former Major League pitcher, Jim Kern. Jim Kern, it is always a pleasure to see you.
Well, you know, it's been a while since we talked, but sitting here at Dallas Fiery Club show, promoting our South America hunting and fishing, it's good to see you. You always do show up at these things. You're good at that.
Well, you know, I have to work for a living. I never was a major league pitcher.
Well, you know, there was a little bit of work there, but the last 35 years after retiring from baseball, I've really done what I love, which is the hunting, fishing, and really getting into photography as I get older. Put the gun away and pick up the camera a whole lot more.
Yeah, and that's very cool. Jim Kern, for folks that don't know, don't remember, maybe you're not a baseball person, you pitched how many years in the majors?
13 years in the major league, 7 years in the minors, a couple of years in winter ball. The arm held out a long time before the equipment broke.
Yeah. And with an arm like with a career like that, you had a great arm, so I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about your batting average in the bigs. Jim, did you ever step up to the plate? You played in the National League, huh?
Regretfully, yes, I did step up to the plate. You know, before we go into the batting average, we'll go into the fielding average.
Okay.
Greg Lucas, one time, I was doing Fox Sports on a Texas A&M college game, and Greg says, you know, Emu, tell me about this 745 fielding percentage. And I kind of laughed, and I said, well, you know, I caught 3 out of 4. I mean, what do you want? A good third baseman, if he's under 990, he's having a bad year.
Yeah.
To me, 745 was good. And then as far as hitting, I couldn't hit a duck in the posterior with a canoe paddle. They used to laugh when I got up to bat. Major leagues, I was 0-for-11, only struck out 7 times.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Obviously, a very illustrious career and a well-thought-of career. And, boy, you had an image about you, Jim, that was I would watch on TV at home and be intimidated That was just image, though, wasn't it?
Well, it was, yeah. The intimidation was a big factor. I was a one-trick pony. I could throw the ball 100 miles an hour consistently, but I wasn't a good athlete. I was probably in the bottom 10% of athleticism of major league players, and you're playing against the best players in the world, so you figure out how to make all this work. And my idea was the talent was so close in the major leagues between pitching and hitting that if you could erode their confidence 2 or 3%, you had a big advantage. So
it's a big deal, just that little bit.
Yeah, it was. So I'd get on the mound and yell at myself. I had hair all over the place, beard, acted crazy. And a lot of it was construed to make the hitters uncomfortable. You know, whenever you threw a ball inside and they did a one-and-a-half gainer in a pike position trying to get out of the way, you kind of looked at your fingers like, wow, that slipped. And actually, you were trying to set up the outside half the plate for the next pitch.
That's the fun part of baseball, is the mental part that a lot of people just don't see. Students of the game really enjoy that. Since baseball, and you alluded to this, you've been all over the world hunting and fishing. It is a passion of yours. You have guided hunts from the snow to the seashore and fishing trips as well. You've done a lot of stuff. What are you doing now?
We're still doing the hunting and fishing end. I managed a lodge in Alaska and guided up there for 20 years. Right now, the basic aim of our marketing is peacock bass fishing in Brazil's Amazon, golden dorado fishing in Argentina and Uruguay, bird hunting in South America, Uruguay, Argentina, and we still do some brown bear hunting in Alaska. You know, I've guided for a long time, and guiding whitetail, mule deer, black bear, elk is exciting. When you start guiding brown bear hunters in Alaska, it puts a whole different twist on it, because you know if you make a mistake, that thing can eat you.
Yes.
And when you're guiding, you've got somebody else's life in your hand that really isn't as savvy for that particular animal or that particular area. So consequently, you're responsible for their life as well. So you kind of look at things a little differently.
Yeah, absolutely. And peacock bass, not that different from a brown bear. They can eat you as well.
Well, the peacock bass are very strong. The golden dorado have big teeth. Yeah. The thing about the peacock bass, swimming next to them is a couple hundred thousand piranha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that becomes interesting as well. Surprisingly, in the areas we fish, we've got black and white piranha rather than the red piranha, which are the nasty guys.
Yeah.
And these piranha go 6 pounds. And interesting enough, they eat as good as a crappie.
I was going to ask. Come on now. Crappie?
As a crappie, yeah. The natives would rather eat piranha than anything else.
Wow, that is amazing. I want to talk more about what you guys are doing, specifically the fishing, but I want to talk to you about how this all started. This is a passion. You don't do this as long as you have, as well as you have, without having a background. Where did this all start, hunting and fishing?
Well, when I was 9 years old, from then on, anytime the old man went hunting or fishing, he always invited me. Ice fishing, grouse hunting, deer hunting in mid-Michigan, and I just grew up loving it. My wife used to accuse me of playing baseball to simply finance my hunting and fishing. And while I played baseball, we went on guided hunts for elk in the Bitterroot Mountains of Idaho in different places. And then when I retired, I started an outfitting business, utilizing these contacts I had, leasing ranches in Texas, and then splitting them up and releasing them and running guided hunts. And then it kind of morphed in. There's actually more money in booking for an operation than there is running the operation. So the exotic stuff in South America, they've made me go to the Amazon 38 times since 1997.
Yeah, forced you.
Yeah, and every time you get on that float plane to head 1,400 miles into the Amazon, that's never had a road punched into it, never been timbered. It's like flying into Alaska where you see no sign of man for a couple hours in the air. I mean, this is where I belong. The inner city, I don't function well there. Give me a place where I can talk to the animals and the birds and not people, and I'm happier.
Hanging out with former Major League pitcher Jim Kern on the show today. A lot more to come from Jim. You know, we're already talking about the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza. Time flies. This year is halfway over, basically. And the Houston Extravaganza kicks it all off. August 4, 5, and 6. That's about, what, 5 weeks away? Something like that? 6 weeks, August 4, 5, and 6 at the NRG Center down in Houston. The Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza with all the fixings will be back at the NRG Center in Houston. Put it on your calendar. My thanks to my friends at Purina Pro Plan for making Kinder Outdoors possible. They bring us this corner of the camp house each week, and they feed 90% of the champion field trial dogs in America. What are you feeding your champ? Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
When you drop your wild game off at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Wild Game Processing, go ahead, order up your ground meat and breakfast sausage. But don't stop there.
We worked on a taco meat for 3 years to where women and kids would eat it, and a chili that we make now where you just take these things home and just throw them in a crock pot or fry them in a pan and they're ready to go. Our tamales are probably hands down to anyone's. They're double meat and, you know, masa, and they're simple, and we just can't make them fast enough. They're fully cooked. All you got to do is poke two or three holes in the bag that we give them to you in and throw them in the microwave for 3.5 minutes aside, and it's like we just pulled them out of our steamer the day we made them.
These items have become staples in our home. Robin's favorite is the taco meat. I'm partial to the tamales, and what a feast when we put it all together for friends and family. Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing, just north of Fort Worth, about a mile from Cabela's as the crow flies. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. John Payne and his Tejas Ranch Fence Company know that there's no cookie-cutter approach. Every job, every ranch, every lay of land is unique and custom.
We're able to take a look at the owner's intent, the individual characteristics of the property, and really come up with a solution that works for them. We've got a great team here that has a passion for what we do. Your land, our passion. We love bringing out the best in your property. TejasRanchFence.com.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. If you offer goods or services to the outdoorsman or woman, Kinder Outdoors is the perfect place to spread the word. At Kinder Outdoors, we reach tens of thousands of hunters, anglers, and outdoors folks each week that would appreciate hearing about you. For more information, visit KinderOutdoors.com and click the Advertise button. Then, view our media kit. Outdoor gear and skills are in high demand right now. Let us hear from you. Introducing Canyon Valley Provisions.
Grass-fed beef is high in omega-3s and conjugated linoleic acid, which is known as CLAs. In layman terms, it's a type of fat that your body can use, and it doesn't damage your heart or any part of your vascular system.
Buy better beef for your family.
We manage holistically, or some people call it regeneratively. We want everything that we do to be a part of our good stewardship of the land. We think that's what God's put us here to do, so the cattle are healthy and the land's healthy. We want both. We don't want one or the other.
If you were to buy a grass-fed, grass-finished steak by the pound, you'd pay anywhere from $18 to $30 a pound. But if you buy a quarter, half, or whole, you're ranging from anywhere $7.80 and below. So you're paying a third of the price for that steak and, you know, those good cuts. And you get a whole lot more bang for your buck when you buy in bulk.
Don't let 2020 happen in your home again. CanyonValleyProvisions.com. Raising cattle in West Texas for five generations. I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817 817- 877-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
The Wild Sheep Foundation. Our purpose sounds simple, to put and keep wild sheep on the mountain. But from where we stand to the top of the mountain is a challenging and exciting journey. To be successful, we support the top scientific minds in wildlife research. We tell the story and history of the wild sheep in North America to those around us, like you. And step by step, we protect and grow wild sheep populations. If not for the Wild Sheep Foundation, more than $115 million in care, concern, and conservation work would not have happened over the past 40 years. Important work that has seen our wild sheep populations grow from 25,000 or so in the 1950s to more than 85,000 today. Learn more about the worldwide leader in wild sheep conservation. Secure a membership. Attend a banquet. Bid on an auction item. Make an impact on top of the mountain. WildSheepFoundation.org.
Tis the season to be jolly. Deer season, turkey season, dove season, duck season, season backstrap. Come on in to the Kinder Outdoors Camp House.
I'm Billy Kinder. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. We greatly appreciate it. Whatever you're up to this weekend, filling feeders. Yeah, we're getting into that time of year where you're knocking down the wasp nests that went in under full construction in your deer blind back during the spring. Starting to get things fixed up a little bit as the grass and natural browse starts to burn up in some places that haven't had the rain. Maybe filling that feeder, keeping that feeder going if that's legal in your state and where you hunt is important to you. Be careful. Watch for the rattlesnakes. I've killed more rattlesnakes next to a feeder in my life than any other place that I've happened to come across them. I used to have a place that I hunted that was about 6,000 acres. I had 27 55-gallon drum corn feeders, quail feeders out on that thing. And here's how it worked. I'd pick up a pallet of corn in town. Robin would carry the shotgun. I'd carry two bags of feed and go put two bags of feed in each feeder. And invariably, every trip, we'd kill at least one rattlesnake during the summer. I would fill those every 8 weeks all year long. Always, 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 we'd kill at least one, some days three or four rattlesnakes hanging out next to those feeders waiting for that mouse to come up and grab a kernel of corn. Be careful. Watch what you're doing. Jim Kern pitched 13 years in the major leagues. He's been a hunter and a fisherman and outdoorsman all of his life, and he turned that hobby into a career after his baseball days. He's been an outfitter for decades now, and we had a visit with him about it at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo. Talk to us about a trip. Are we fishing out of shaggy little boats and sleeping on the ground, Jim?
In the Amazon, we fly into Manaus, the old rubber capital of the world, a city of about 2 million people, and you get direct flights from Panama City, Panama, or Miami. And then the first night we'll put you up in a hotel. The next morning, we'll get on a Cessna Caravan 8-passenger float plane and fly about 90 minutes into the rainforest and land at what we call our river trains. And our river trains consist of 8 250-square-foot cabins and a cook tent and then another room, which is all aluminum and air-conditioned. Have daily maid and laundry service. The extra room is a dining room. Like I said, we've got electricity 24/7. And then in the mornings, you'll go out in 21-foot bass boats with big casting platforms front and back with a Brazilian guide. Without the Brazilian guide, you aren't finding your way back home in this myriad of channels. And then fish for the day. Do this. We offer 4 days trips and 6 day trips. And then come back in the evening. You got drinks, caipirinhas, which is like a Brazilian margarita. The food, the guides, the fishing is awesome. You can expect to catch 24 to 36 fish a day, peacock bass, between 5 and 20 pounds. And visualize a 20-pound smallmouth bass having a bad hair day, and that's the way these things fight.
They do, and you like to catch them on a fly rod. Fly rod's certainly an option, right?
Yeah, we do spinning, bait casting, and fly rods. We furnish all the rods, reels, and lures at camp. The fly fishing is interesting. Once you hook them, you don't know how big they are until they make a jump, and sometimes you go, oh, my Lord, what am I going to do with this thing? They are just very, very powerful. They like to head for the brush as soon as you hook them, so it's a war to keep them out of the brush, but it is exciting.
Yeah. Looking back over your 13-year major league career, do you have a game you can pin it down to and just say, wow, that was the day?
Really, it was a game I wasn't involved in. It was opening day in 1975 in Cleveland. It was Frank Robinson's major league debut as a manager. And his first at-bat, he goes deep. That, in front of 55,000 people, was probably my most exciting time. 77 All-Star game, the first time I played in an All-Star game. I got in the third inning and struck out Dave Parker, struck out George Foster, and broke Lazinski's bat for a ground ball to second base. Those are big. But watching Frank Robinson was the biggest in my career.
That's very interesting. Your biggest day as a big leaguer was as a spectator like me.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. If folks want to go fishing with you, what do we do?
You can get me on the internet at emuoutfitting.com, emuoutfitting.com, or give me a call, go to our website, and phone numbers are there, and pretty complete information, and we'll get back to you.
Very good. And kinderoutdoors.com, too, if you're driving, don't have time to jot this down, we've got it for you.
And I gave you one of my prized possessions I spent 15 years writing. We've got a book on Amazon if you're interested, which is Tales of the Texas 70s and 80s Texas Rangers. And it's not strategy. It's the stupid stuff we did on and off the field with ball players that had too much time and too much money.
And that's the stuff that I want to read. And what an interesting and now historic cover. Gaylord Perry on there. We just lost Gaylord a couple of years ago, and it looks like he's got you in a stranglehold.
Well, Gaylord, I played with him in Cleveland. Gaylord was the orneriest old man you've ever known in your life, and I dearly loved him, but every time you said hi to him, it hurt. And I had asked these three guys, Gaylord Perry, Ferguson Jenkins, and Sparky Lyle, to take a picture with me. And so Gaylord immediately grabs me and Sparky pounding me in the chest. That's the picture, yes.
Yeah, it looks like Sparky's about to hit you with a haymaker there. That's a Hall of Fame cover. It's 70s and 80s Tales from the Texas Rangers by the Emu himself, Jim Kern, available at Amazon.
Yes, it's won't break you, and you can read it on Kindle, too.
Very good. Hey, we're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back and talk about some other opportunities that you offer up outside of peacock bass, okay?
Sounds good.
This is a Kinder Outdoors Conservation Minute, a focus on people that make a difference.
Freedom hunters, they say thank you to our very bravest and finest in a very special way.
We're a 501c3 military outreach program. We take servicemen and their families out on outdoor ventures, mainly hunting, fishing, shooting trips, all around the country and internationally, too.
These trips are more than a thank you and a good time. Far more.
It invigorates them. The healing comes out of it. You know, it's amazing. I started it just as a thank you, as a give back. I had no idea the therapeutic value of these hunts. I mean, it changes them. You can see it in their eyes. When they show up at camp, they're quiet and reserved. By the end of camp, they're opened up and chatting with other veterans. It's amazing. You can go on our website. We've got a donation button, or just email us and say, hey, here's the opportunity. We'll fit a vet into that opportunity, whatever it is. Freedomhunters.org.
Preserving what we love and educating the next generation every day. To learn more, visit us at KinderOutdoors.com.
Anthony Pace and Freedom Hunters. I can think of no better way to say thank you to our men and women that have served us so valiantly than to send them on a terrific hunting or fishing expedition, fully guided, with all expenses taken care of by you and me. Take a minute or two and visit me at kinderoutdoors.com and take a look at the good work that Anthony Pace, Jim Shockey, and the Freedom Hunters do every day, 365 days a year, for our bravest and finest Freedom Hunters. Let's grab a cup of coffee, and then I'll meet you right back here, and we'll wrap up our conversation with former Major League pitcher Jim Kern. He's got a new book out, and it's great.
Hey, everybody. It's professional bass angler Gerald Swindle. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it, or I'm using the bathroom. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors.
Well, not the using the bathroom part.
Well, sometimes outdoors, that's the place to be.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
At Marksman, we know firearms. Our mission is to guide and educate, whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter. We offer a large selection at reasonable prices with staff that's truly knowledgeable and always puts the customer first. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and we offer free 90-day layaway. For guns, ammo, optics, or accessories, head to Marksman Firearms in Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. Make your mark at Marksman.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's five national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. Ag Texas. The name itself says trust, honesty, strength, and tradition. Ag Texas has from the get-go been dedicated to the prosperity of agriculture and rural America. The Ag Texas family can help grow your herd or your operation. Give us a call and talk to Ag Texas pros about risk management in the form of crop insurance, protecting borrowed capital and savings. We specialize in everything from dairy cows to pecan trees. And have the right financial tools and knowledge at Ag Texas to help you grow and grow safely. We can't tell you when it's going to rain again, but we can assure that your crop, your cows, your family and the family land are secure and protected no matter the storm or the dry spell. We are Agriculture at Ag Texas, and we look forward to visiting with you. Ag Texas is at agtexas.com and just down the road.
In God we trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's camp house time at Kinder Outdoors.
What a view I have out my studio window, my makeshift studio, an RV on the shoreline of Grapevine Lake, Texas. Not a bad place to wake up every day. You ought to check it out. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, Grapevine Lake, Texas. Let's get back to our conversation with former Major League pitcher, outdoorsman, and all-around great guy, Jim Kern. All right, Jim Kern, hey, 13 years in the majors, got a brand-new book out, 70s and 80s Tales from the Texas Rangers. If you're a baseball fan, you're going to love this book. This is how I'm going to spend my next several nights reading through this book. Thanks for the gift.
Oh, you'll enjoy it. It's got stories from Sundberg, Hargrove, Tom Grieve. We've got stories about Frank Howard, Ted Williams, Brad Corbett, signing of Nolan Ryan with the Rangers, a lot of interesting stuff, a lot of idiosyncrasies of Mickey Rivers. You know, I remember one of the items in the book is Mickey, when he first got traded to the Rangers, Randy Galloway, who was the beat writer for the Dallas Morning News at the time, says, "Mickey, how come you never had any trouble getting along with George Steinbrenner and Billy Martin?" And Mickey thinks for a minute and he says, "As George and Billy's nice, we's two of a kind."
The three of them, two of a kind. Jim Kern joining me, and you can go fishing with Jim, you can go hunting with Jim. You guys literally feature some pretty cool trips all over the place.
We do. We do bird hunting for perdiz, high-volume duck, dove, and pigeon in Uruguay and Argentina. Golden Dorado go up to 50 pounds in Argentina and Uruguay. Blue wolffish that have the teeth out of a meat grinder. Then we do everything in Alaska still. Five species of salmon, rainbow trout, char. If you want big trout, a 20-incher is a give-me in Alaska. And then we also do brown bear and moose hunting in Alaska. Brown bear hunting is great. I mean, they tend to lose it when you poke a hole in them.
Yeah.
And walking back in the alders, following a blood trail, knowing what's at the end, it will bring your heart into your mouth occasionally.
Yeah, it will make you rethink your priorities, I'm sure. I'm looking at a picture of a beautiful castle, that's the only way I know to describe it, in Uruguay, where you feature some high-volume pigeon dove shoots. And perdiz shoots. Is that where we stay?
Yes, that's that particular estancia is called La Bella Jaca, and it's just outside of Montevideo. There we do, like you said, dove, perdiz, some duck hunting, some pigeon hunting, but the facility is beyond nice. The lady that made it, Louise Brown's wife, constructed it. She collected stones off old farmhouses.
Sort of say, it looks hundreds of years old.
Yes, and used all these stones to construct it. It's only about 12 years old. Wow. But, I mean, you walk into this place, it is beyond great. There's, you know, ostrich skin on some of the walls. It's way over and above. And there's several estancias like that. We do them north of Buenos Aires and Entre Rios province. We do duck, dove, perdiz, and golden dorado fishing up there, and very affordable. You're looking at around $1,000 a night, food, lodging, hunting, the whole nine yards. Yeah. And the people all speak English, and it is a class operation.
You're going to do that for about the price of a good elk hunt.
Yeah, well, cheaper, actually. Yeah. I mean, a good hotel room in Montevideo or Punta del Este, right there close, which they call the Monte Carlo of South America, is going to cost you more than $1,000 a night. And we also, this area has four vineyards in the area, and we do wine tours there for couples. where the gentleman can go out and shoot dove in the morning while the ladies can go to the vineyards and drink wine and talk about the men, you know, during the day.
Yeah, the only thing, I was about to say, the only thing that upstages this beautiful estancia is the countryside in the background. Gorgeous.
The countryside is gorgeous. One of my best trips was from Guayaque in Argentina to Montevideo. It was about a five-hour trip we took by car going from one lodge to the other looking at them. And it looked like the Midwest. I mean, it was just exactly like the Midwest with the rolling hills. They were harvesting grain. It was one of the better trips I've ever taken.
Wonderful trips, whether it's Alaska, Uruguay, or you want to go catch peacock bass with Jim Kern, you can do that. EmuOutfitters.com.
EmuOutfitting.com.
EmuOutfitting.com and a link at KinderOutdoors.com. When we go to the river with you to catch peacock bass, we're staying in luxury. You detailed it earlier. You're not going to be roughing it anywhere along the way, and it is just simply amazing to me what you have 2 hours into an area that's primitive. There are no roads, there are no cities, no towns, no establishments there. What is there? You have to fly in, carry in, boat in.
Yes, it is. The area is just like the Portuguese saw it in the 1500s when they first showed up. The natives are extremely nice. They're the ones that staff our camps and the guides, you know, and I'm kind of famous down there because they're all about 5'4", 5'5", and at 6'5", I stand out a bit. But these people are extremely nice, quality operation, and been doing it since 1992, so a lot of history.
Yep, a lot of history. And listen, there's nothing more fun than catching fish on a topwater bait, and I'm assuming you do a lot of that. What, Zara Spooks or bigger?
You do Zara Spooks. You do something called a jumping minnow, which is like a spook. Those great big wood chopper propeller baits, X-Raps, crystal minnows by Yozuri, and big 6-inch long jigs. The secret to peacock bass is you do nothing slow. These are very aggressive fish, so you crank that reel as fast as you can crank it, try to instill the instinct to chase, and it's extremely fun.
Yeah, if you like catching, not fishing, this is your trip. You're going to be very active the whole day long. You're going to go to bed tired and with a smile on your face.
You are, and you're going to see the 7-foot river otters are down there, the pink and gray dolphins that are in.
Wait a minute, Jim. 7-foot otters?
7-foot river otters.
Is this that old intimidation feature that you're throwing out again?
From the otter standpoint, it is, because once you see one, you'll be intimidating. Their head is the size of a soccer ball.
Wow.
Yeah, and we've got pink and gray dolphins that are indigenous only to the Amazon. You'll have black caimans. You've got more macaws and toucans than you ever thought existed. I love to sit on the beach at night and simply try to figure out what is making that sound in the rainforest. You'll have woolly monkeys and spider monkeys, three-toed sloths. We were sitting in camp one night drinking caipirinhas, which is a Brazilian drink like a margarita, and here this three-toed sloth walks into camp, hangs out a bit. We wouldn't give him a drink, so he left.
Jim Kern, it's always good to see you. The new book is 70s and 80s Tales from the Texas Rangers. We'll have a link to that at Kinder Outdoors, as well as any of these fabulous trips that you might want to participate in. Jim, thanks. Always a pleasure.
I enjoyed it.
I do. Always enjoy my visits with Jim Kern. I've got the greatest job in the world. I hang out with really cool people that are not only have a shared interest, hunting, fishing, and God's great outdoors, but have a passion. Most of them have an absolute concern and passion for the conservation work that goes on around the globe. They give back more than they take, and I like that. Hey, I want to thank you for hanging out in this old camp house with us today at Kinder Outdoors from the Vineyards, and invite you back next time around. I also want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we have together here. Come to church with me tomorrow. You can link up right here at KinderOutdoors.com. Till next time, may God bless you and your bunch.